Infendo Radio is on now.
Infendo Radio, the best Nintendo podcast on the English-speaking internet. This evening we have a very special developer interview show for you tonight. I'm going to be interviewing Mike Ashenbrenner. Mike, how's it going?
I'm good, Ben. How are you doing?
Yeah, it's great over here. Thank you. Before we jump into our questions, I just would like to give you the opportunity just to introduce yourself to the listeners and just let them know who you are and what you're about.
Sure, thank you. Well, like you said, my name is Mike Ashenbrenner. I was actually born and raised here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in the United States. I do game development as a it's just a hobby right now for me. I do have a day job as a field representative for a communications company. So this is just something that I do whenever I have free time at night and on the weekends. And hopefully one day I can turn it into something that I can do full time and be able to have the dream job of staying at home and playing video games all day.
Well, I can tell you from my side that sounds fantastic as well. And I have a similar dream myself. The next thing I wanted to touch on, your developer name, RC Madiak. What are the origins of that?
It's funny, actually. That was my AOL Instant Messenger screen name when I was in eighth grade. And back in eighth grade, and even when I graduated high school and going into college, I wanted to design and engineer roller coasters. So that was kind of like a play on Roller Coaster Maniac, and it just kind of Of course, Roller Coaster Maniac was already taken, so I kind of had to just make up something, and it kind of stuck throughout all these years just because I typed it so many times that I just got used to typing it, and I just kind of kept that because it was something that anytime you sign up for an account for anything, that's such a unique name that it's never taken. So just kind of stuck with it, and I thought that would be a good, unique way of naming a studio.
Yeah, no, it's definitely good to have one of those names which you know won't be taken when you go to sign into a new service.
All right.
So your current project, Block Drop U, is obviously on the Wii U itself exclusively. So next question I wanted to ask was, why Wii U?
Well, actually, I never really thought about doing like a professional console game before because I don't have any experience in coding or developing, console-based games. But it was actually back at GDC of 2013 is when Nintendo announced the Nintendo Web Framework and how you can use HTML code, web-based code, to actually design and publish games on a major game console. And whenever I was younger, in grade school and in high school, I always coded my own websites and things like that. So it's something that I had some experience with, but I haven't touched in a long time. So there was definitely a lot that has changed since then till now. But it was the easiest way to get involved with game development. And of course, whenever I applied for the program, I honestly didn't think that I had a chance of getting accepted since I didn't have any previous experience. But it turns out that's the exact type of developer that Nintendo was looking for. They were looking to give a lot of people to take a chance on a lot of people to help them envision their dream of becoming a game developer. And I got accepted into the program pretty early on. Actually, I was, according to the counter, I was like one of the first 40 or so developers accepted into the program. So I got into it real early on and worked on a couple different prototypes and ultimately settled on Block Drop U just because it was such a simple concept and it was easy for me to kind of go into as my first project. I didn't want to overwhelm myself. So
No, that's perfect. Oddly enough, that was what piqued my interest as well in the developer program. However, I wasn't as fortunate enough to be as early picked. I believe I was hanging on for a couple of months before I got any official response back.
Yeah, it seems like, I guess what had happened is once word got out that the Nintendo was starting to call these people and starting to accept people into the program, then everyone kind of rushed the program at once. So that's why I guess some people were seeing a delay in getting called. But the way I look at it is, you know, I applied in March of 2013 and I didn't get my call till September. So
yeah.
I had to wait a lot longer than most of the people are waiting now. So it's definitely well worth the wait for those who are still waiting for that call. Don't worry, you'll get it. So.
Okay, and so you've released your first Wii U game, Block Drop U.
Mm-hmm.
So for the people who have yet to check it out, how would you best describe it?
Well, Block Drop U is a simple yet challenging physics-based puzzle game. The concept is really easy. There is a red block that is positioned on top of a bunch of gray blocks in the game stage. And your mission is to allow the red block to drop to the bottom and land safely without taking any damage or without falling through a hole in the stage, different things like that. So you have to save the red block by touching and destroying the gray blocks along the way. And progressively through the game, it gets a little bit harder and harder. There's more open spaces in some of them. The middle levels have saw blades that actually try to destroy the block. But the saw blades could also help you as well in destroying the gray blocks. But you just have to be careful that they don't hit your red block, because that's the one you want to save. And then some of the later levels incorporate some other mechanics, like a bounce block that kind of bounces around and goes kind of crazy. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's one of those games where if you just have a few moments, or let's say it's almost midnight and there's a major game release coming out at midnight that you're waiting for on the eShop and you just want to pop into something real quick to play, this is a great game for that. So and it's definitely something that's not for just for gamers. It's really for everybody. I mean, your whole family can sit around there and pass around the gamepad and everyone can enjoy playing the game.
That's really awesome. And next thing I wanted to ask was, roughly how long did it take for the entire development of Block Drop U?
The actual development of the software itself, it took from, well, once I got accepted in September, I would say I decided on an idea around early October. So then it took around 2 to 3 months from start to finish to complete the game itself. And then from there, it took a few months to actually go through the submission and publishing process to actually get it on sale onto the shop. So all in all, it's been in development since early October, late September of 2013.
Okay, and so from what people would consider traditional development times or development cycles, obviously this is a lot smaller than some people would be used to, and especially for your first release, it's quite impressive that you managed to be enrolled into the program to develop it and to get it out there in such a small amount of time. And
yeah, I mean it's been great that I could work on something so simple and get it out so quickly, but I mean a lot of the thanks comes down to also the game engine that I use. Because like I said earlier, there was, a large gap in between when I used to use HTML till now, and a lot has changed. And I could have spent, a year or two reading up on it and learning how to code everything by hand. Or I used a game engine called Construct 2, which is a fantastic tool. Basically allows you to design the game in a visual way, and it allows you to program using events and actions instead of code. And then you it's as simple as just hitting a button and actually go ahead, and it runs on the console for you, and you can publish it that way. So, if you're out there and you want to design games and you have a good idea, and let's say you're an artist and you have an idea for a game, but you don't have the money to hire a programmer, and you programming just frustrates you in general. Construct 2 is a fantastic engine for that, because it can also help, it can help you with you not knowing how to program. It can also help you with building, even if you are a program, building your project in a much shorter time frame. I would say if I had to go out and learn how to actually code all the physics and everything myself, it probably would have taken me like 2 years to make this. So it definitely, Construct 2 is an awesome tool that definitely cut down on the development time.
Yeah, I think that's one of the really cool things about just the web framework itself, just because it is based entirely on these web standards. So there is a lot of middleware type software, whether you want to do visual programming or just a language that you're more familiar with. There's lots of tools out there to not only to help put that code together for you, or if you code in something else, there's lots of tools which will convert it into this nice clean standard. And so with the web framework out there, it gives, I guess, both developers and aspiring developers lots of options, and you're not just forced to use a specific tool set provided by Nintendo.
Yeah, there's in addition to Construct 2, even if you're an HTML5 game programmer and you don't use Construct 2, you can use things like there's one called Enchant.js that's compatible with the framework, and then a popular one's called Impact. Neither of which I've really gotten into, because I spend all my time in Construct. But for any, hobbyist game developer that's out there that's using those tools, this is a great program, and you can usually what you're used to build games for Wii U.
So what I'd also like to ask was there actually anyone else involved in the project besides yourselves and Nintendo? Did you need to go out and get any help with anything additional, like graphic assets or anything else at all?
For the version that's live on the eShop right now, no, I didn't. However, I have contracted a professional art designer that is working with me on the new update for Block Drop U, which is going to refresh the graphics. It's going to add some missing features that people requested on Miiverse. And I've showed screenshots of what the new look looks like on Miiverse and on Twitter as well. I do have somebody on a per project basis working with me remotely to help me with the art, because I suck at drawing. Anyone that's played the original game can tell that it's just basic shapes that I just did in Illustrator real quickly, because I don't have any art skills whatsoever. But I've actually taken some of the proceeds from the sales of Block Drop U and invested it into making it look a lot nicer and sound a lot nicer, and add in some features that people thought would be nice to have inside the game. So
that's really cool. And obviously once you've got all these the pretty blocks and all the other objects which are in the game, you can use them going forward as well.
Yeah, that's quite an interesting subject there. One would think that I could reuse them, but the plans that I have in place for future content will actually be completely different than what you see in the game right now. So I won't be able to reuse most of the assets. Okay. Other than the menus and things like that. Yeah. But I'm working on collaborating with a couple other indie developers on doing some crossovers with their games in Block Drop U and theming some levels to their titles for future content. So so it'll have to be built from the ground up, which which from a cost perspective is going to be a little pricey, but I think the end result will be, I think everyone will really appreciate it, and hopefully it reflects on the sales as well.
That definitely sounds very intriguing. Definitely anticipating what these indies could be. The other thing I wanted to ask was, did you have any kind of any specific difficulties during the development of the project?
With developing the game itself, no. There were a couple hiccups along the way when it came to publishing the game. But that's not of Nintendo's fault. It's not my fault. It's just that it was a new program for both of us. I've never gone through, you know, submitting a game and getting it published on a shop, and at the same time, they, you know, this is the first time that they've published a web game with an independent developer that doesn't have an established studio or anything like that. So it was a learning experience for both of us, and we both worked side by side to get the problems addressed along the way. And I think in the end, it worked out, because it's going to help a lot of people that are going through the same process right now. And it's, you know, any hiccups that I ran into along the way, Nintendo's going to know how to handle them a lot better now, and or maybe even eliminated them altogether. So I think for you and for any other developer out there, it's going to make your process a lot easier. You're welcome, by the way.
So. Well, thank you very much. and that kind of nicely brings me, up to my next question, which is, in terms of the update you're currently developing, mm-hmm. First, I just wanted to ask, is that something which has been submitted, or is that still in development?
I have all the core pieces in place, but I do have to go. The funny thing with this update is it's not as simple as just reskinning the game with new graphics. I mean, I'm going in from the get-go and completely rebuilding it from the ground up. I mean, since I added a save feature in there, I kind of have to go in there and rebuild it from the ground up. So I have to pretty much take apart everything that I've built aside from the actual level designs and go in there and reprogram every level by hand. But that's going to it's going to actually reflect. Yeah, I mean, the end result's going to be a lot better because it does add a save feature, which the original didn't have. Better graphics. It actually has a cool the artist that I actually contracted for this, he's also a Construct 2 user, which if you're a Construct 2 user and you need an artist, always look for an artist that knows Construct 2, because they always know little visual tricks and different things like that. And he actually helped me put together a shadow effect on the blocks and on the saw blades and stuff. So as they hit the ground, there's a little shadow, which is a cool little touch. But just little things like that that I had to go in and redo for each level. But the plan is to actually get it done by this weekend and prepare all the materials on Monday to get it submitted to Nintendo of America. Now, once it's past the initial phase of testing at Nintendo of America, then I plan to go ahead and send in my materials for Europe to get all that rated, and then I'll go ahead and send it off to Nintendo of Europe and get that published. So sorry for those in Europe who have had to wait so far, but good things come to those who wait, and you guys will get the new version from the get-go. So, you know, you'll get the new and improved version that the Americans helped me build, while you guys waited. So it'll definitely be worth it in the end.
Excellent. And I know you've touched on, what is actually in the update, but if you could just quickly give a quick kind of bullet point of what is the update bringing?
Yeah. So it's going to bring, not an all new graphic style, but it takes the existing simplicity and just makes it a lot sharper and more presentable, and you can check out Miiverse and my Twitter account to see screenshots of what the new look looks like. But in addition to new graphics, it also adds the ability to save your progress The way it's set up now is that it's set up in three sets of 10, so that if you're in the middle of set one and you quit the game, you can't just go back in and pick up where you left off. So I am adding a save feature, which I didn't think was something that was necessarily needed, but it was something that was highly requested. So I just went ahead and put it in there. So save feature, I did add some sound effects, which again, I didn't think it needed, but a lot of people requested. So I did add sound effects and new graphics, save feature, oh, a level select screen. So whenever you start the game up, you can start with level 1, or you can start with level 30, you can start with level 14 if you want to. And then it will indicate which ones you successfully have completed and saved as well. So that's basically the gist of the next update.
Well, that sounds like a pretty hefty update,
yeah,
really.
there was a lot to do. Like I said, I had to rebuild it from the ground up, you know, with all the new effects and everything. But I wanted to get all this out of the way now, so that when, you know, it comes time to come back to Block Drop U to work on new content, you know, I already have that taken care of, so I can just concentrate on building new levels.
That sounds great, and it's good to hear that that's the version which is going to be released in Europe once that comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Eagerly looking forward to that one.
I am. You know, I've gone through the process with Nintendo of America, and I think I'm more prepared for what they look at and things like that. So I think I'm going to be more prepared to go through the Europe law check.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of looking forward to it to see if maybe there is something different. The only major difference is that I have to include French in my e-manual that I build. But thankfully Nintendo already gives you some pre-built stuff that has all the languages translated and things like that. So it's not that big of an issue. But yeah, that's really the only thing extra, other than of course the long task of getting the games rated for Europe, which is not as quick and easy as it is in the Americas. But yeah. So I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Excellent. Yeah, and so am I. Now you've already touched upon this as, but I wanted to just run this by you again. But you mentioned that you're going to be working with some other indie developers and potentially for some sort of crossover stages in another update forthcoming for Block Drop U. I was just wondering if it was possible you could give some sort of hint or maybe an example, and how are they going to be used? Is it the sense that the blocks will be themed, or are they like the backgrounds? Or if you could give some sort of idea what we could expect.
Yeah. It's going to be the next update is going to be 20 additional levels themed to an upcoming indie game that's going to be available on the Wii U also. The levels, the colors and the backgrounds will be themed to match various stages in this other indies game. And in return, the other indie game will also receive some Block Drop U levels that are themed to Block Drop U using the new art assets and things like that. So I think it's pretty cool that we're each doing each other's games in our new updates and things like that. And it's actually pretty exciting too, because both of our games share something in common as far as the general aspect and the gameplay elements and things like that. So it'll be very exciting to finally be able to announce. I haven't actually began working on building the stages yet. I'm more focused on getting this initial update out, but next week I should start planning the new content, so that hopefully in a couple weeks or even a month's time that we can go ahead and we can announce the partnership.
Yeah, that actually sounds really exciting. And if I could just ask one more sneaky question.
Sure.
Will the block still be the block, or is it going to be something from the other person's game?
You know what? That's a good question. I have given that some thought, and I think that if if the block in my game were to be themed to their main object, then I think it wouldn't make sense too much. Okay. I think it would make more sense to have their character running in the background,
okay,
so to speak, and then just have like the normal blocks. But I'm going to do some experimenting with some different things and see and show the other developer, you know, what I'm working on and see what direction he thinks he would rather I go into. So it'll be exciting.
Definitely.
Very exciting. So
also on that theme, if you could do a crossover project, if I was going to phrase it to indie developers, but we've pretty much confirmed that that's already ongoing. So if we move as like a sort of dream question to another developer, what sort of series which is currently existing would you like to put into either Block Drop U or into a future project? Would anything particular come to mind?
I mean, just right off the bat, and something that I've already pursued is putting Nintendo themed levels into the game. Because I honestly think like the Mario elements, the Mario worlds, would work very well in Block Drop U. Like the coin blocks and things like that would work very well. I've already kind of pursued that, and I wouldn't say I was shot down, but I was given the heads up that my chances of that happening were like 0.001%. So,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, the person that I talked to at Nintendo about it, he was, you know, very honest, and I really appreciate his honesty, because it's going to save me a lot of money and time in the long run, because I'd have to actually create the levels to pitch to them. And then if they shot it down, then I'm out all that time and money. So I really do appreciate their honesty with that. And I can understand where they don't want to oversaturate their characters by putting it in everything. So that definitely makes a lot of sense. But yeah, if I had my way, I would definitely go with Nintendo properties like Zelda and Mario and Metroid and different things like that.
Okay. And so I think this moves us nicely now from Block Drop U onto your next project, which is Super Robo Mouse.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, could you give a quick explanation or description of what Super Robo Mouse is?
Yeah, Super Robo Mouse is a, I guess the best way to describe it would be a top-down puzzle adventure action game. It has a bunch of different elements to it. So basically you control this little robotic mouse through a maze, and you have to get him from the beginning of the maze to the end of the maze without taking any damage. And there's lots of different obstacles along the way. There's buzzsaws, there's lasers, there's going to be flamethrowers, there's going to be spikes, and all this other crazy stuff that we're coming up with to try to hurt your character along the way. But then also to unlock the gate at the end, you have to collect titanium cheese game pieces that are scattered throughout the maze. So it does add a lot of challenge. And the game boards go from being pretty small to rather large by the end of the game. Just kind of looking at the maps, you know, as we speak, I would imagine that some of them will actually take upwards of an hour to complete.
Oh,
just
wow.
one level. And and I'm going to warn everybody right now, there's not going to be any checkpoints along the way. I mean, come on, we're gamers. You know what I mean? We're, you know, let's quit being, you know, little babies about about completing something in one sitting. So, yeah, so you will need some extra time for some of the levels, and it's definitely going to challenge a lot of you. So it's not an easy game, but it's a premium game. It definitely has a lot more content in it than Block Drop U did, as far as hours that you can play. And the presentation is phenomenal. I mean, the artist that I'm working with is separate from the guy that's doing the Block Drop U art, but everything's hand drawn and hand painted. It's really nice.
Excellent. And just wondering about the controls. Is this another touchscreen game, or is it the more traditional?
It is more traditional. It uses the left analog stick of the gamepad. which you can use the gamepad as the main controller and you can look on the TV, or you can look on the gamepad screen for off TV play. It actually mirrors the image. Then I'm also supporting Classic Controller Pro and Wii U Pro controller as possible control options for the game.
Oh, fantastic. Now, I do like it when game developers go out of their way to spoil the weird and wonderful controllers that Nintendo has filled our drawers with.
Well, I mean, that honestly all circles back to using Construct 2 again. They make it super easy that, you know, just by making, you know, clicking the mouse a couple of times, I can add an extra different control option. So it really is a no-brainer for this project not to include every different option for every different style of player.
That's excellent. And do you currently have a estimated release schedule for this game?
Well, I am currently aiming to release it in the summertime. So that would be anywhere between June, July, August. So okay. That's a very vague, time frame there, but,
still not too far away.
Yeah, it's not too far away. And that's what's kind of making me nervous, because it's only about 40% complete right now. So,
okay.
I'll definitely have to spend a lot more time, you know, and a lot of my time has gone to the Block Drop U update and things like that. So eventually here, I'm going to have to try to get back on track to get that finished in time. But I'm not going to, one thing I said to myself, what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to rush it. If it comes down to being July or August and I'm not comfortable with the way it has turned out, then, you know, I might have to delay it a little bit further just to keep, you know, I want to make it a very high quality experience. So I don't want to have to rely on, you know, pushing updates out to add in features that were missing because I ran out of time. So I'm definitely taking my time with this title.
That sounds great. And I've also on my notes here, I've got a piece of information that you're planning on releasing 4 projects this year. Is that correct, firstly? And if that's still the case?
It was at the time that I did that particular interview. That's actually back because, you know, I finished up Block Drop U and I was like, oh, wow, this is quick and easy. You know, and then I started writing down all these other ideas. I was like, yeah, there's no reason why I can't get these 4 projects out this year. And then, you know, a couple delays happened with Block Drop U, and then some of the initial reviews and the feedback came in from that. And I was just kind of like, taken back a little bit by some of the things that I didn't think were a big deal that other people did think were a big deal. So that's where like a lot of my focus turned to, you know, continuing to promote this and to improve this one. And then, you know, as I was going through and designing, you know, most of the later stages in Super Robo Mouse, I'm looking at these boards and I'm like, this thing is going to take forever to build out. So initially I wanted to release one new project every quarter, but that's not going to happen. So definitely Super Robo Mouse will be coming out this year. And, you know, once I send that off to Nintendo for submission, I'll start working on a third project and hopefully I can get that finished for this year. At least that's the game plan.
Excellent. And I also wanted to ask about something which often gets overlooked in kind of in the indie scene, which is marketing and promotion. As a general question, I was just curious how you went about promoting Block Drop U, or if you had any help from Nintendo, and ultimately what you found was the most effective means of getting the word out there about Block Drop U.
Well, as far as marketing goes, I have... honestly, I've spent $0 on marketing just because I don't have a marketing budget. Like, I don't have any money to spend on marketing. I'd rather spend that money on building new games or improving my existing games. So I've had to rely on pretty much every free avenue that I can. So I've taken to Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Nintendo has helped out with featuring Block Drop U on their download newsletter that they sent out the week that it was released, as well as they also sent out a tweet about Block Drop U to their 500,000 followers, which was awesome. So, yeah, there was a little bit of help from Nintendo, but As an indie developer, you kind of have to take it upon yourself to do most of the marketing. You have to think of yourself as a third party. It's not Nintendo's responsibility to help you in any way possible as far as marketing goes, because they got their hands full with marketing their own titles. So I would love to have like a set amount of dollars that I can spend on advertising and things like that, but that's just not the case right now. So I just have to kind of resort to social media, word of mouth, and doing these interviews. I'm sure certainly helps drive a couple sales, which is why I'm always up for doing anything. So, yeah, so that's about it.
Yeah, sounds good. Another thing I wanted to ask was, going forwards, are you going to, you know, stay like Wii U exclusive, or is this kind of like your starting platform and you're going to kind of expand out from there?
Well, if I've had this thought a lot recently, actually, ever since about a week after Block Drop U's launch, if I am to turn this into something that I can have as a stable career, I'm definitely going to have to go to other platforms as well. I don't see me ever dropping support for the Wii U. So although future projects might not be Wii U exclusive, they'll still arrive on Wii U at or around the same time as other platforms. And I, you know, I've sent out some tweets and stuff like that with some pictures, and on Vine I had a video of a Super Robo Mouse running on an Android phone, hooked up to a MOGA controller. Mm-hmm. And I really like the way that the game performs on Android. And I'm actually going to be releasing Super Robo Mouse on other platforms beside the Wii U. So that's going to be my first experiment doing multi-platform. And the possibilities are endless with the game engine that we use, Construct 2. I mean, it exports to something like a dozen different platforms, Wii U being the only major game console that it supports, which is excellent. But it also supports like iOS and Android and Windows. And there's a way to get your game on the Ouya Android game console. Then, of course, Amazon just announced their Fire TV media streaming thing that has gaming capabilities. So I definitely have to keep an eye on all of those and see how those would perform. And it, you know, it's not going to take away from development of the Wii U versions, because the way I have it set up is that I develop the games for Wii U first, and then from there I can go ahead and take bits and pieces out if I have to put them on other platforms. But first and foremost, all the games are built from the ground up for the Wii U, and then they're taken to other platforms. So that's my lead platform. But yeah, starting with Super Robo Mouse, I will be going multi-platform just as a test with this one, just to see if I can find any success on those other stores. You know, with the iTunes App Store and Google Play, they're very crowded, so sometimes it's very hard to find an audience. So once it's released, I'll have to judge if it was worth the effort that I put into it. But I have no doubt in my mind that, you know, the Wii U is going to remain profitable for me.
That's fantastic news. It's also, I guess, good news for Nintendo in the sense that because they have created this nice open standards platform, that people could, or existing multi-platform indie developers can kind of just add Wii U as one of the platforms they're going to support. If they're using a tool like Construct 2, then it's not a huge amount of effort in terms of they don't need to learn a new tool set to add Wii U onto their compatibility list, which is almost a step above what Microsoft and Sony are doing with how they're going around for indies. So it's really interesting to see them do that. And just as we kind of come to a close on this interview, I wanted to ask you, just in general, what is your favorite, and just to put you on the spot, your favorite Nintendo game?
That's an easy one for anyone that's ever followed me on Twitter, but Wave Race is my favorite franchise for Nintendo. It's a bit depressing that they haven't released a new one in 11 years, but I still love the series. And even if they can just give us an HD remake of Wave Race 64 or even Wave Race Blue Storm, I mean, that would tide me over for another 10 years. But yeah, I love that. I mean, still to this day, I play Wave Race almost on a daily basis. So I love those games.
Oh, it just intrigued me. What I'm about to say is, would you be excited if they announced that the Game Boy Classic version of Wave Race was coming to the 3DS Virtual Console?
If it came to Virtual Console,
so we swear that was the oddball of that family.
Yeah, you know what's funny about that is I never played that game.
you're not missing out.
That's part of the reason why I never kind of picked it up is because I was told it was pretty horrible. So, so I don't think I'm missing anything.
But no, I'm actually quite a big Wave Race fan myself, and I really did like Blue Storm as well. I'd love to see Nintendo revisit that as well as their 1080 franchise.
Well, I think the last two games in those series were made by Nintendo Software Technology Group, which from what I understand is lately they've just been making Mario versus Donkey Kong games. So it'll be interesting to see what else they're up to.
Definitely will indeed. And yeah, before we do close the show, I just wanted to give you the spotlight, as it were, and you can, if you wanted to, either announce or to plug or just to speak about anything on your mind in particular.
For anyone that's listening to this this week, Block Drop U is 50% off right now in the eShop. So for those in the U.S. and Canada, it's only 99 cents. For those in Mexico, it is something like 13 pesos, which is actually, I think, comes out to less than a dollar. So it's a fan, you know, there's absolutely no reason why you shouldn't be picking this up now. even if you from a previous purchase, you have some change left over in your eShop account, just go in there and grab it real quick. It's a good game for whenever you have a few moments that, you just have to, you want to relax and play something fun. So, yeah, this week only until April 9th is when the sale ends.
Yeah, and of course, if you do buy Block Drop U on this special sale, you, of course, will still get the full featured update, which is on the way, as it were.
Yeah, it is on the way. And of course, anyone that currently owns the game, anyone that's going to buy the game, all and any updates in the future are going to be just a free download. So it's not going to be something that you ever have to pay for. So you're kind of investing in the future if you purchase it now, which would be awesome. Yeah.
So now I'm in the UK, I'm generally excited for this to come out in Europe. And just also to hear you talk about not only this coming update, but the one which comes out after that, which introduces more levels and this sort of crossover with his indie developer. That's really got me even more excited. And just even without the sale price, that's an awesome value that you're offering.
I kind of wanted to price it that way because I was not a known developer. So I needed to kind of prove myself and hopefully people will appreciate the fact that, I do listen to everything that the fans are saying and I try to implement as much as it is feasible, financially feasible to do so in the game. So, and as always, go on Miiverse and tell me what you're thinking and go to Twitter and let me know what you're thinking. And I always respond. So.
Okay, yeah, and before we do actually come to a close, would you like to give out your Twitter handle?
Yeah, sure. It's real simple. It's actually at RCMADIAX, which is the name of the studio. Same handle for Instagram and same handle for Vine as well.
Fantastic. And obviously, well, thank you very much for coming onto the show, Mike, and talking about, Block Drop U, your next project, Super Robo Mouse, and everything in between, really. And I think we've even managed to pull a few sneaky bits of new information out of you, which is excellent.
Yeah, you tried. You tried to get a lot more than you did, but...
Yeah. So thank you very much for coming onto the show. And this has been a very special edition of Infendo Radio. Thanks for listening.